Hi, my name is Rick Stack, and the tape you are about to listen to is part of the Seth Audio Collection. In the 1970s, it was my great privilege to be a student of Jane Roberts and attend her classes, which were held every Tuesday night in Elmira, New York. During these classes, Jane would often go into trance and speak for Seth, who most of you know is the non-physical teacher featured in Jane's best-selling books, Seth Speaks and The Nature of Personal Reality. The Seth Audio Collection is composed of recordings of Seth's sessions held in these classes over a period of several years. As you listen to these sessions, you may notice that Seth refers to Jane Roberts and her husband Rob Butts by the names Rupert and Joseph. These names, according to Seth, are Jane and Rob's entity names, representative of their whole selves. On some tapes of the Seth Audio Collection, you will also hear Jane Roberts singing in the Sumari language. The Sumari are a family of consciousness, and Sumari songs played a prominent part in Jane's classes. According to Seth, the Sumari songs would communicate things with sound that were not easily communicated with words. Please note that these tapes were recorded under informal conditions, and therefore are not nearly as perfect as they would be had they been recorded in the studio. For example, Seth's voice will sometimes sound slightly different from class to class. Occasionally, you will hear sounds of traffic which came from outside Jane's window. In a few spots, some material was lost due to tape changes or extraneous noise. Transcripts of these sessions have been provided to help you follow along with Seth's voice. On this tape, you will hear selections of Seth speaking about one of the fundamental concepts contained in the thousands of pages of Seth material dictated through Jane Roberts. The concept is that we all create our own reality according to our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. According to Seth, the physical world with which we are so familiar can be thought of as a training system of sorts. In this reality, we are being trained to become responsible co-creators with all that is. We are learning that the thoughts and emotions that we focus on in our minds will be materialized in actuality. An important step in this training is the full realization that every aspect of your life, every event that seems to happen to you, is instead caused by you, in accordance with your beliefs about yourself and your universe. If you want to change your reality, you must first change your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. Let's listen to Seth now as he speaks about the concept that we create our own reality.